Yo, 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 yo.
Whoa.
What is it? Explain.
It's much better.
Okay.
And that's terrible.
Oh. It sounds really bad.
Yeah.
Everything sounds bad. Everything is awful. The future's a sham. Internet sucks. Technology's dumb. Let's go live on a farm.
Okay.
Actually, do you want to live on a farm?
No.
What if you didn't have to do any of the work of a farm?
I'd like to live in a city out in the country.
Like a suburb?
No.
Like a small city?
Yeah.
That's not in...
Does not buy anything else.
Not in the tundra?
A small city with no suburbs.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty good. Except... they're boring. So.
What?
Boring.
No, it's not. It's good.
Okay.
I want there to be a movie theater and a bookstore and a coffee shop and 3 bars.
Oh, that's not hard to accomplish, I guess.
That's all I want.
Yeah. You want to see the same people everywhere you go?
Yes. If there's any driving to be done, it has to be like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's...
2 hour drive to anything... else.
Kind of like where I grew up.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's where I'd want to live. Yeah.
There's like one moderate-sized city 45 minutes away from where I grew up. And then after that, it was a definite like trip had to be planned to go anywhere else.
I like that. I want that.
And even then, you know, wintertime, roads aren't good. You're kind of like, maybe I don't even want to drive the 45 minutes to go see a movie.
Yes. That's what I want.
But, yeah, I could see it. I could dig it. So no farm, huh? You want to live on a farm?
I don't know about a farm. No, it seems like a lot of upkeep and a lot of, like...
What about not a farm, but, like, on the outskirts of town?
Sure, yeah.
You could, I gotta sneeze.
Like a shanty shack would be good.
Yeah, you would if you started up your own bar out there on the outskirts of town.
Okay.
What if, here's a good idea for someone to do for a bar.
All right.
Make like a fantasy style, like medieval D&D style tavern. Where everyone dresses up in costume, like a what do you call it? Medieval times restaurant, but a pub that you go to. Can you imagine?
And that would be like the dress code.
Yeah. Well, maybe you wouldn't have to dress up that way. Although, do you think people would start? Because people kind of adopt dress codes based on,
yeah,
that place is kind of like this, so I better dress like that.
Right.
As opposed to...
me?
I don't got anything else. So, what is it? Thursday?
Yep.
The big Thursday show?
Yep.
Yeah, gotta make this a quick one, I guess.
All right.
See you later.
In summation... artificial insemination.
Oh, shit. I even had a topic for today, too.
Yeah? What was it? Vegetown?
Vegetown?
Vegetown.
Oh, Farmville.
Yeah?
Do you want to play Farmville? I got the strategy guide.
Yeah. No.
There is a strategy guide, by the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there is.
Okay.
I saw it. I saw it online, and I thought, wow, people are really into Farmville.
Yeah. It's a good game. It's fun.
Is it?
You like clicking? Yeah.
You can make your crops shaped like Link.
Yep.
From Legend of Zelda, that is.
You can do that. That's the strategy. It's one strategy.
Yeah. The strategy of, hey, everybody, look what I did. I made something from something else in something else. What do you think?
Yep.
Forever. The end. Internet. Close internet tag.
That happens, man. That happens.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Put this thing inside this other thing. Isn't that great?
That's totally what happens.
I want Sonic the Hedgehog in my hamburger, please. I want a spiky blue patty.
You guys have Sonic there?
No.
Yeah. The food
store? I don't even really rightly know what it is. I've heard of it. It's just a burger joint, is that all?
Yeah, but it's a drive up. That's their big thing.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
They got a lot of drinks.
Oh?
A lot of different kinds of drinks.
Can you get like a cherry Coke?
Yes.
Well, here's the thing. In Canada, there isn't really Cherry Coke, and so when you go to a restaurant that has it, it usually means they're making it for you.
It's Coke that's been cherried. Cherried
yes.
Coke.
Yes, they're nice. Going to put a little squirt of cherry in there and maybe an actual cherry in it.
That's nice.
In it. And that's usually what it is, because I don't think we really have bottled, premix Cherry Coke right here.
You know what I would like is a malt flavored root beer.
Gross. But that is I like that when you go to a cafe. What do you call it? Diner.
Yep.
And they have that kind of stuff. Like that's a nice little extra. Like oh, we'll make you a vanilla Sprite. Mm-hmm.
I had a cherried Coke at a bowling alley when I was a kid. It was good.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. And crushed ice, right? Crushed
mm-hmm.
ice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, crushed ice.
That's good stuff.
What, do you like crushed ice?
Yeah.
I like crushed. I love crushed ice in a fountain pop.
Yeah?
I don't know.
In a liquor drink?
Liquor drink? I don't like crushed ice in a liquor drink. I want big ice cubes in a liquor drink.
Yep.
And, Yeah. Because the crushed ice melts faster, I guess. Like, it cools everything off quicker, I guess, is the thing, right?
Yeah.
But when you're drinking booze, it's not like, well, I want this cold right now. It's like, no, I want this to remain cold for a while because I'm not slamming this thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's my take.
I agree. I read about the best ice cube for that is a sphere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I guess the surface area to melt ratio, it melts the slowest.
Yeah.
For sketch.
Interesting.
Yeah. I guess you can get ice molds to make your own moldy balls.
My sister bought me some guitar ice trays.
Yeah.
It's like three, like the guitar bodies. Like
the
neck is the ice, yeah, and then the neck is the stir stick. That's what it attaches. It's a plastic and it attaches to, and you can stir around. They're pretty nice,
like
and they make big fat ice bodies.
You can make nice little papsicles too, right? You can make papsicles.
Oh my god, yeah, you totally could.
Put a little juice in there, make a little papsicle.
Yeah. It would be a little awkward because the stick wouldn't be in the middle. Which is generally what... Come on. You fucking started it.
That's rage coming out of me. I'm snorting it.
Oh, okay.
Stick offset.
You were snoring?
No.
Yeah, no? Okay. Fucking dick.
No, I'm mad about stick offset.
I'm mad about you. I'm bad about Toad.
Whoa.
Yeah. I wish I remembered what I was going to talk to you about.
What are you having for ranch today?
Oh, I just made some wild rice and some sneak vegetables and some, like, teriyaki mushroom kind of compost.
Jumble up?
Yeah, like I steamed some like broccoli and carrots and peppers and things just sort of separately. And then I made a wild rice with soy sauce sort of broth kind of thing. Yeah. And then I made like teriyaki mushroom with ginger.
Oh.
And then I shoved it all together. Yeah, that's what I did.
Ooh.
Pretty quick.
Yeah. You seen that spike your juice stuff? You want to get that?
I don't know what that is.
The European favorite.
Spike your juice.
Mm-hmm.
Spike the jewels.
Yep. It's a kit of your European favorite.
Melt the Goya.
You get to take a bottle of juice. Suppose you go buy like a bottle of like Juicy Juice or Juicy
Ribena,
Juice.
Ribena or like a Frutte, perhaps.
Mm-hmm. Suppose you get one of those.
Okay.
You know, as a gift.
Well, all right, yeah. It would have to be.
So then you get the spiker juice.
Uh-huh.
It's powder that you dump into the juice. And 2 days later, your juice is booze.
Really?
Yeah.
What the fuck? Wow. Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
I don't understand how that works.
It's yeast and
it's
and
instant ferment
and some cane sugar.
Yeah.
They recommend using grape, cranberry, pomegranate.
Wow, that's really weird. I don't think I like the sound of that.
It comes with a special valve.
Wow, is their mascot like a little prisoner?
Their mascot is orange and green.
Oh.
But, and it's fizzy.
What?
Fizzy foamy.
I don't know about this. What happens if you put it in alcohol?
I don't know.
What happens if you just drink it straight?
Just the powder?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Fun dip.
Ah.
Yeah, no. That's
I don't know, idea. but doesn't that sound really great?
Yeah, in theory. So, okay. let's get it. Let's try it.
All right.
Where does it come from?
Spiker Juice, Delcom.
That Biaz.
I don't know where else you can get it, but...
Yeah, I'll get some of that bacon, butter or whatever.
Get some, bacon salt and make fucking cranberry juice bakeritas.
Bacon alcohol. Bacon vodka. Didn't somebody make that?
Probably.
That's a fucking...
Let's not go down this road, okay? We did a half an hour yesterday of...
On the asshole knock it off. Okay.
Yeah.
No, I mean, if that's what you want to do with your life...
There we go.
God bless you.
That's more like it.
The passive-aggressive, go fuck yourself instead.
So it's $10, right? What do you think of that?
That's halfway to some proper booze.
But you get six of them.
How much does it make?
Each packet makes a 64-ounce bottle of juice booze. That would be your big bottle of pre-made juice at
the
store.
Wow. Yeah, that's kind of a lot, huh?
Yeah.
So it doesn't take up any extra room in the jug? Do you have to empty some out?
No, it's just a powder. You have to throw away the original cap and put in this airlock rubber stopper cap thing.
Wow.
That lets a certain amount of pressure out and not the rest.
Are you making this up?
No.
Okay. It sounds like something you'd make up.
I know.
But actually, you know what? If you did make it up, you would have been it would have been crazier.
Right.
Never mind.
So you gonna get it? You wanna try it? You wanna food it up?
Not really. Yeah, no? I don't know. Maybe. What's it called? Juice my booze?
Yep.
Tweet my... What is it called?
Mm-hmm. You can sprinkle it on cheeseburgers, too.
Spike your juice.
Dad can.
Spike your juice.
Orange green.
I don't really know. I don't really know what to think of this.
And the longer
value case, $100.
Well, that's 12 kits. It's enough to make 6 times 12 of it.
Yeah, that's what you want.
Yeah.
No, so $10 though. $10 is like that's nothing really.
That's nothing.
I've wasted $10 on far worse things than that.
Totally. I've blown my nose in $10.
I wanna read some testimonials about this.
Oh no. We don't have that.
They
do have FAQs and fun facts.
Good.
Yeah, frequently asked
Add
questions.
Sweet or tart spike ice cubes to customize flavor.
Questions no one has asked.
Huh.
Add ice cubes to customize flavor?
I guess.
Temperature's not flavor.
Cool ranch?
Mm.
It's a bit different from regular ranch.
I suppose. Temperate ranch?
Yeah, man, they should reboot the Doritos franchise. Get J.J. Abrams in on that.
What would he do?
Completely reimagine Doritos.
Okay.
Well, just imagine if there was no history and they were like, well, we're going to start from scratch. We're going to start from scratch on Doritos.
Okay.
Imagine.
They could make Nestor Carbonara.
Yep. Howard and Nestor. Carbona.
Carbona?
Carbona. What's his last name again? Carbonell? Carbonette?
Carbonell, I think. Yeah. No, Carbonette would be his wife.
I used to know. Yeah. I used to know when he was on Suddenly Susan.
Shushan. Yep. That was a good job. I'm going to dig that show up. Watch all that. That's what I'm going to
do. No, because it has that guy who killed himself in it now.
Who?
The young kid guy.
What?
Yeah, that guy killed himself.
What guy?
The guy, the young guy. Young white guy.
What?
The Jimmy Olsen of that show.
Remember Jimmy Olsen? Why would a white guy kill himself?
I don't know.
Well, that's okay. All right.
He went to Vegas with Andy Dick and murdered himself.
Really?
Murdered himself? That's not really something you can do, is it?
That's what they should say, though.
Yeah, probably, huh? Sounds a little more brutal, actually, come to think of it. He's a murderer. That guy turned out he was a murderer. Yeah, really? Who'd he kill?
Probably
himself.
Put people off of doing it.
Yeah. What if, you knew that you're...
Oh, David Strickland.
Yeah, that guy.
Oh.
Right?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Killed himself.
I don't know who that is.
He killed himself, eh?
Oh.
So, therefore, don't revisit that show, because it's sad.
So, I can't watch, what, fucking news radio?
No one on that show killed himself.
Well, there's that.
It's against religion to do that.
He's listed on Find a Grave.
Oof.
Well, he is.
Oh, God. Like, it's not surprising that that's a thing, but come on. Right?
What?
Really? Why are you looking up graves? Who needs to do that?
Yeah.
Like, I know there's famous ones. Like, I'm going to go see Oscar Wilde's grave. I'm going to go see Jim Morrison's grave. Right. All right. But that guy?
Remember the guy? Suddenly Susan?
Yeah, let's go see his grave, man. I heard it's really awesome. Like, what could possibly be... Like, no one's going there because, like, he was my favorite entertainer, and I will never live the same without him.
So you're saying that everyone who needs to know where his grave is already knows?
I think that's safe to say.
Okay. So, our new sponsor... Junker Juice.
why is that name so difficult to remember?
What is it?
They made it.
Jack
they made
Juice.
It Spike Your Juice.
Spike Your Juice.
They made it so like when product names are so literal.
Yeah.
You know, like it. This is exactly you know when someone says that you actually kind of know what it is right away.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Totally. But
when
can't
it's
remember.
So descriptive like that, it's just not. It's not catchy.
Yeah.
So.
Should be Boozy Juicy.
Oh, what about,
Tomb Finder. It shouldn't be Find a Grave, but Tomb Finder.
Yeah. Laura Croft, Tomb Finder.
Mm-hmm. BoozyJewsTombFinder.biz. It's just a...
Done. One. Two for one.
Yes.
Double up on your websites, everybody. There's too many. Need to economize.
That's right.
Trying to conserve energy here.
Turn your loved ones to alcohol.
What if the internet... What if we found out that the internet ran on oil?
That's my reaction.
Yeah. Yeah, what about that?
Yeah.
And they were like, hey, man, you guys, you spend all your time on your internet, you're killing the earth.
Well, we are. We already talked about this.
Shit. Did we?
Yep.
Well, show's over, Synergy.
Green Week. Remember when we did Green Week?
No. Let's do it now. Quickly. Oh, wait. Isn't it like Earth Day or something coming up?
Vert work.
Did I miss it already?
My birthday's Earth Day. Earth Day, my birthday, birthday, Earth Day. Birthday.
What? When's your birthday? I don't even remember.
On Earth May? Day? April 22nd.
Fuck. Yeah. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember now.
Yeah.
Because he told me.
Yeah. May is some other thing.
I have some other friends with birthdays in May.
And you gotta save the date, too.
Yeah, you're right.
Save that date.
I don't know where that is.
Save it.
I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Ah, what the fuck? God fucking damn it.
Did you get your coupon?
For?
For save the date? I just got my coupon for save the date in yesterday.
No.
It's pretty nice, too.
No.
It's sponsored by that cat, too.
Copycat?
Yep.
That's Where's so Copycat? Funny. I demand Copycat.
Because Copycat is so... against them getting married, but yet there's Coffee Cat right on the RSVP. It's like, hey, mister, get your story straight.
That's not copycat, that's cat food cat.
Oh, yeah.
That cat loves cat food.
Would you be shocked to find out that Tom McHenry had been ghost drawing Hey Pays this whole time?
Would I be shocked?
Yeah.
I guess not shocked, but...
Would you laugh, or would you be offended?
BF-ended?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I have no opinion on the matter. What?
Wow. All right, shut down.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Take some improv classes, and I'll get back to you.
Me?
No, me. I will.
Oh. You're harshing me.
What? I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Let's talk about what you want to talk about.
Okay.
Man, that's all the time we have.
Phew. You got anything else?
Porcelain bones?
Good idea.
Great idea.
I've always liked that idea.
Today we saw a guy who does drawings who drew that idea today that we had before. So
that's right.
Validated, right?
Kinda, yeah.
It's a funny thing when that happens because you're like, hey, yeah, huh, yeah, right?
It's better though when, like, I mean, it's better when that stuff just happens. It's not so good when it's like, hey, I have this idea, and then later you like see someone that, hey, I have this idea. It's like, well, fucking.
It would be better if that was a real product. That,
yeah, it'd be way better if I'd never heard
like,
about that.
Oh, our dreams
idea,
came and true, just, and it's like, exactly. Oh, someone else has the same dream. Well, what the shit? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That makes my dream look stupid. That's my reaction.
We can all, what do you call it? Feel bad together.
Yeah. Hey, who's that guy? You know his name, don't you?
Who's that guy? Which guy?
The guy from News Radio and Office Space.
News? Stephen Root?
Is that the guy?
Stephen Wright?
No.
Stephen Root.
Yeah?
Is that him? Yes.
Yeah, he's on this season of 24.
Yes.
This is the final season of the 24.
Yes.
That's all. Pretty good. He's being kind of a hard ass, you know, so it's like it's kind of funny to like see him like kind of get tough with people and whatnot, you know, but you know, like he's just gonna like bust out at Jimmy James and he, you know, just whoa, you know,
or guy from King of the Hill.
No.
Yeah.
That's, oh god.
What?
I didn't know.
You didn't know he was on King of the Hill?
No, I never put that together there. I never did.
He's the bald guy. He's the bald guy.
And he's doing the voice. He's doing the exact same voice, and I never, wow.
Well, yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
How about Bobby Hill?
Hubba Bubba?
Bobby Hill.
What about him?
Who does that voice?
That's Pamela Adlon.
Who played?
Lucky Louis C.K.'s wife.
Yeah. Pretty good. You watch that show with your eyes closed, and it's like,
hey. Can you do a Woody Woodpecker? That's Popeye. That's better.
Whoop, 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 whoop. All right, so we got, let's see here. You got 8 more minutes in you?
8 more?
Fuck,
I got it. Yeah, I guess I do.
6 more.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, okay.
I got it. Well, I just happen to have a 6-minute long story.
Let's hear it.
No. Wow, I should really, like, think about that and have like, preloaded short, medium, long stories, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good prep thing to have, especially for when you have to make small talk with somebody, you know? You can like judge how much time you need to kill. And you're like, oh, I'm gonna pull up my 7-minute long story here,
mm-hmm.
which leads into a question period, a question, you know, ethical. Mm-hmm. What if it was you? What would you do, person I'm talking to? You know.
And they're like, oh, there's the bus.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
You ever, like, wait for a bus, and you're, like, talking to someone, and you realize you guys are going to get on the same bus, and then when the bus comes, you're like, oh, I was waiting for the next one.
Yeah, yeah. I have a thing where I like to sit in a totally different area of the bus from you.
Oh, absolutely. So. Conversation over once the bus comes, and it's, yeah you scurry away. Sometimes you don't have a choice.
Yeah. No, if that happens, I'll hang with somebody.
Keep talking?
Yeah, I would.
I pretend to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Yep.
What the fuck?
Come on, man.
You ever start talking to somebody and you're making like small talk, and then like they talk about the weather, and you just want to shoot yourself in the face?
No.
Really? Because I always do.
I like my face. I'll shoot myself in the hairline.
Then I'd have an excuse. No.
Mm-hmm. No. I had kind of an emotional day. Let me tell you about it here. Let me tuck in, Brian, because I'm really gonna lay it
tuck
on you
in.
Right here.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that what you say when you want someone to eat?
Yeah.
Tuck this food into you.
All right, so here's the real deal.
Strap
though,
on. Strap on is going to be a...
Fucking this morning, fucking?
Yeah.
Me and fucking Allison, you know?
Yeah, it's your daughter.
Yeah. And we're watching some YouTubes.
That's computer.
Yeah, right.
I'm just doing color commentary on this.
We watched Flaming Lips.
The naked one?
No, the Do You Realize there?
I don't think I know that video.
It wasn't a video. It was like them playing on Letterman.
Oh, okay.
So we're watching that, and they're singing all the words and everything.
Oh, yeah. And you cried?
No, I didn't. She goes, "That's true, you know." I'm like, "What is?" She's like, "Everyone will die." I'm like, okay. Then I gave her a hug. So then later, I'm cruising around on Flickr, and then I find this
Flickr type.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I notice this dude. He's got a bunch of photos up.
Who, Wincoin?
No, other dude.
Okay.
All, like, pictures and shit, like, up to, like, his family, like, going back to, like, the 30s. You know?
Oh, wow, okay, yeah.
And it's a fucking ton of pictures. And it's all broken down by year and area, some German guy or whatever.
Mm.
And, I, like, the first one I see is, like, this is his family in 63, I guess it was, or maybe 68, something, whatever. You know, and it's like, oh, great clothes and whatnot. So then I start, like... I said, just keep digging, you know? And then I'm like, oh, shit, he married that chick in that picture. And then like, oh, man, they had a kid. Oh, the kid's all messed up. Oh, dialysis. And I follow him all the way to present day. They both look terrible. The kid's all grown and mutated. And it was, oh, God, it was fucking exhausting. It was just, you know what I mean?
I'm glad you stuck with it.
Well, you know, at some point, I got emotionally invested in this fucking family, you know?
That's interesting because you wouldn't have that same reaction if that was a documentary you're watching or fictionalized story movie of the week or something. And so you just seeing those things and putting it all together is like, it was much more impactful.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So you're fucking up television.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, nobody even had to write this shit.
Yeah, weird.
It was cool though. I love doing that. I love falling down a Flickr hole and checking out everyone's friends, and you know, like you find people who are like really, you know, dutiful about it or whatever. You know, like they you get to see their friends come around again or whatever. You know,
dutiful.
Yeah,
full of dudes.
But you know,
totally
like,
dutiful, brah.
Because I started looking at the pictures in the 60s when, like, everyone was little kids and whatnot. And the dude labels all the photos, too. So, like, everyone's name is in every one.
Yeah.
So, you know, you do checking in on these, like, these three sisters, you know, as they, like, as one of them's born. And then, like, all the way to now and everyone's just, you know.
Merle Haggard.
Yeah. It's nice. It's good.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Wow. Wow.
So you combine, my daughter telling me everyone's going to die, and then, like, watching this, like, German family, like, totally decrepitize.
What are you going to do about it?
I don't fucking drink myself silly in
that's
30
one.
Seconds.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, that's a appropriate response. But
well, spring break starts tomorrow, so I have almost 2 weeks where I don't ever have to wake up or get dressed or anything.
So I won't be seeing you at all then?
Well,
seeing you.
Right.
Hey, oh, speaking of that, I was do you think that we should do a webcam?
Webcam?
Like, what if we did a webcam?
Webcam?
Like, what if we had pictures of us?
Chat roulette?
Something.
Go on chat roulette and just keep spinning until we run into each other.
Like, is there a way that we could... Oh, could we both,
what?
Like, piggyback on one chat roulette and then, like, make a show out of that?
I don't know.
Not everyone's making a show out of that shit. Fuck it.
Even the Benfold.
We don't even want to talk to people we know.
I don't even know.
I don't know, but it might be fun if we did a video one time or something.
All right, well, let's look into it.
Or else that stream, like if we did a live stream, maybe we could do like a video one or something. You know? Something like that?
Yeah.
One off?
Got to be away.
Oh.
Got to be away.
Yes. Yeah, we could like schedule that and have a...
We could both have Justin TV channels.
Yeah.
Okay. And do a podcast at the same time. And then people could pick which channel they wanted to watch.
You could probably have them both open.
Probably.
Although the audio would probably not sync quite right. So you have to turn the... It would be kind of funny. But it would still probably work. But there must be some way we can duplex that shit up.
We'll sort it out at the con.
Let's edit that out, so because it's never going to happen.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, whatever.
I'll edit it all out, man.
Okay.
I told Spencer he was not allowed to take a shower or a bath
on camera.
Spring break. He wasn't even allowed to wipe off his face or lick his lips. I told him that
only swimming.
When spring break is over, I want your face to just look like a plate of food.
Gross.
Yeah.
And what did he say about that?
He was fine with it. He thought it was great. Mm-hmm.
So you're just looking for an excuse for you to do that?
What? No. We're all just... It's shit's going to go to fucking hell for 2 weeks. It's going to be awesome.
Eat ribs every night.
Mm-hmm. Same ribs every night, too.
Because you have the ceramic bones. So you can just put whatever on them. Mm-hmm. Pretend. Get a... McRib.
Some potato mush. Just.
Yeah.
Wadded potato mush.
Okay. With chocolate chips in it.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, did we already talk about mashed potatoes with sweetness?
I don't know that we did.
Okay. Well, you know how you can have like oatmeal with like, raisins, brown sugar, cinnamon. That's a thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like rice pudding. You have like rice. It's a sweet rice, you know,
mm-hmm.
coconut or something like that. Why is potato not ever treated as a dessert starch?
I know that. That is very true. That it could, I think it could hold up because it doesn't
lots of cream, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then brown sugar and cinnamon or something. Why not?
I was making some instant mushed potatoes the other day, and I was thinking to myself from back in Buckwheat Pillow days when you were like, fucking, I wish there was just Bachelor Chow.
I wish there was Bachelor Chow.
Oh, yeah.
It would be kind of like Frankenberry, I guess.
It would be kind of like what?
Frankenberry. Yeah. Count Chocula's pretty good.
Ryan Beckwin. Okay. No, but I was thinking the mashed potatoes were kind of like that, because it's just such a, like a, it's a pasty food stuff, fills you up, and it's just a...
Yeah, like it's not naturally salty or very flavorful or anything, and so, yeah.
Hot, bland paste for your guts.
Yeah, why not? Why not, like, I don't know.
Water it down? Milk it up?
Put some chocolate chips in that shit.
Yeah. I'll let you know.
Try it out.
Chocolate-covered potato chips are fucking great.
Yeah,
but
man.
I think a lot of that is the salt and the oil and the fats.
Oh,
and chocolate.
Fine by me.
Oh.
What about, like, mashed pretzel?
Yeah.
Yuck. What about potato?
Like peeing on a bun.
Peeing on him.
Yeah, that grossed me out yesterday.
What? You're never grossed out. You're not really grossed out by that.
Grossed by that, yeah, that's gross.
And then squeezing it out after it,
it's wet bread.
You know, hey man, do you realize that one day every bread will be wet?
No. Do yes.
Something's
Rillers. Oh.
Hurrup.
Hurrup. Tang, 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 a tang, tang, a ding, ding. Alright.
Yeah, well.
Take it easy.
Fucking congratulations.
Yeah, whoop de doo.
We sure showed them.
Yep.
Did we show anything? Did we show ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Taught ourselves a sure. Illusion.
Illusion?
Oh. Yeah.
Gotta use it.
Yeah. Lose your illusion.
Yeah.
Why didn't they name it that? It's... Oh.
Maybe one day Chinese democracy will come out.
To fuck it, Duke Nukem forever.
How dare someone not do something?
Uh-oh.
Huh? Yeah.
You don't really feel that way, do you?
Woof, I don't know.
Eep.
Yeah. Yeah. Seriously.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye.